I just wanted just talk a little bit about the Dublin Anarchist Book Fair, which happened last Saturday here in Dublin. It was very interesting. I popped in, I got to chat to Vic, who is one of the volunteers in that book fair. We spoke a little bit about anarchy and anarchists and advocates and activism and what it means to be an activist. And I have this very interesting little piece of literature in front of me. I'm probably going to pop it on social media, but it said, you might be an activist if you think any of the following. People are shaped by their environment. This economic system is stupid and unfair. Power corrupts. The mainstream media generally can't be trusted. Elections are a charade. We need a fundamentally different society. Cooperation, not competition. People should only own what they actually use, and so on and so on. So without further ado, let's have a chat. Let's have a little listen to what Vic had to say to me on Saturday. So here I am, joined by Nick. It's the very end of the Dublin Anarchist Book Fair 2018 here at the Teachers Club on Parnell Square. And I'm with Nick. She's a volunteer with the Workers' Solidarity Movement. And I've just pulled her aside. She's going to take us through what today was all about. And maybe we'll start by looking at that word anarchy or anarchist.
Sure. I think anarchism is a little bit different from what people would call anarchy, which seems to be typically confused with chaos. And anarchism, if you would look at the symbol of anarchism, you would see an A inside a circle. And the idea is that that circle represents organization. And anarchism is about horizontal organization, where no one person is a leader, where no one person has more say than another. We enter a struggle as equals. And the idea is that we find strength from each other, and we engage in struggles from a sense of egalitarianism, mutual support, voluntary association, and mutual aid.
Now, it was a book fair today, but there were so many issues, timely issues, discussed today as part of discussions as well.
Yes. So there were talks on the housing crisis and the recent occupations that were happening around Dublin. Some activists were coming here to speak about that. We had the author Mark Brayover, who wrote the Anti-Fascist Handbook and also Translating Anarchy, which is a book about the Occupy movement back in the 2010s. So he's talking about how the fascist movement has changed in the States and its European roots. He was also talking about how the Occupy movement back in the 2010s has led to newer types of activism, like the Black Lives Matter and the recent occupations and direct actions that you're seeing now, and how they kind of had their birth or their rebirth so much in that sense. There were also talks from activists who participated or who were witness to the Rojava Women's Revolution, which happened in northern Syria, which was a revolution based on anarchist principles of horizontal organization, mutual aid, ecological sustainability, and women's liberation directly at the center. There were also talks on police corruption and in terms of infiltration into activist circles, talks on direct provision, how we need to end the system of direct provision, talks on climate change, talks on intersectionality within feminism, and then talks about repeal from the activists who were at the center of that struggle and how we won that.
It's so interesting, you know, in the media every week there's some new revelation. It's almost to the point where it's only when it's in crisis level that it really is revealed on the media. The whole idea, whole area of, you know, state cover-ups and, you know, where the state is leaving the people down. We'll just say, for example, the cervical smear crisis, where, you know, the women's cervical scans are being processed in the United States. What should be done with that? Is that right? Should we not bring that screening home to Ireland?
Well, I think the bigger issue is our surprise that a state is doing something corrupt, our surprise that a state is not looking after the interests of a people. From an anarchist perspective, we don't think we need a state. We think that the state is a tool of oppression, that the state exists merely to protect property rights and to protect hierarchy and to make sure that those property relations and that surplus will be protected by those people in power and to make sure that they can continue to get wealthy off the workers. In terms of the cervical smear, they should be processed wherever they're supposed to be, wherever we're going to get accurate results. And if we don't have the facilities here, then sure, send them to a place where we can get positive or accurate results. But if we're just sending them to the States to save money for whom? Because, I mean, we're all paying our taxes. And what are we paying them for? And that's just it.
for people that maybe, you know, they have never been down at this particular anarchist book fair, it's an annual event. They may be confused between the words anarchy, advocacy, and activism. How do they all relate to each other?
Okay, well, anarchism is a political ideology, and activism is just one way that you can enact a political ideology. And you could say advocacy is another form, I suppose, of activism. But you can do activism that isn't necessarily anarchist in the way that it's based. You can do a type of activism like certain NGOs are organized in a hierarchical structure, which an anarchist would absolutely reject. So I think anarchism is one way of doing activism.
It's been a wonderful day, Nick, of book, obviously books, talks, workshops, and now there's a book launch happening as we speak. We're just going to go into that right now in a few moments. Who's launching their book here this afternoon?
That would be Kevin Doyle. Kevin Doyle has written, he wrote an anarchist children's story, The Worms That Saved the World. And right now he's launching his detective thriller, To Keep a Bird Singing, which also has similar anti-authoritarian and conspiratorial threads running through it. But a great piece of fiction altogether. I highly recommend it.
Well, let's go and have a listen to Kevin right now. And thank you for chatting to me here on The Arts Show on 90.3 Near FM.